Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, please welcome Isaiah Thelwell joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Good morning.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Good.
So you're with the Greater Brockton Young Professionals. You're the president of that organization, but you're here to talk to us about an event that you're throwing at a museum, a big party that you're having, correct?
That's right.
All right. Tell us all about it.
Well, firstly, thank you guys for having me this morning. The Fuller Craft has been gracious. They've been a great organization, and we came to them early in the year about this idea. Long story short about it is that, you know, we took inspiration from some of the local museums, like the Institute of Contemporary Art, the Museum of Fine Arts. They've been doing these late-night activations of their spaces, and so they've been bringing people into the museum after hours and transforming the space with live music, food, the exhibits, interactive art, and things of that nature. And it's just been a runaway success for a lot of these museums. So I said, why can't we have it in Brockton? It's a beautiful museum. And that's how it started.
What sort of things will happen at the museum? What is happening at the party?
Oh, so we're going to have, like I mentioned, live music. A DJ named DJ King Collins is going to be playing R&B music all night. And then we're going to have, this is complimentary with the ticket. We're having a photo booth, high-quality photo booth experience. So you come bring your friends or you bring a date or whatever, take some nice high-quality pictures you can print and bring with you for the rest of the night. Also having live watercolor portraits being done. We brought some local vendors in to do watercolor portraits, oil diffuser making, scent making, lip exfoliator. We also have a rose bouquet, make your own rose bouquet type of thing.
That's so cool.
And,
and you can look at art. Okay.
Isaiah, have you ever seen Night at the museum? Because sometimes going there after hours can be a dangerous game.
Well, maybe we can figure out how we can get some of the art to start moving and start
chasing that. That's wild. Can you imagine, Dan?
Yeah, I was reading a little bit about the Fuller Craft Museum. It was created, I believe, back in the mid-40s, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess at this point they have a lot of modern art that is in there right now, which I think is super interesting. And I think a lot of times we get scared of going to museums because we don't think we'll get it.
It feels like, very inaccessible.
Right. Yeah. It's like the art is not for me. I'm not the one.
I'm that person. I don't get art most of the time.
But these types of events are great because it makes it a bit more casual, having the DJ playing music, having other things going on,
yes,
and then you can enjoy and walk around and go, oh, wow, a museum is actually a pretty cool spot to be.
It's a little looser.
So how do we get tickets for the event?
So there's many ways. I mean, you can go on the Fuller Craft website. They have there's a ticket page on our website, gbyp.org, which stands for Greater Brockton Young Professionals. You'll have our tickets. There's also an FAQ, so people might have questions about dress code and all the other stuff, and I'll be answered there. So those are two main ways. Eventbrite as well.
Well, that is fantastic.
We wish you the best of success. I hope this turns into a regular thing.
We would definitely hope for it to be so. And, like you guys mentioned, getting people in the museum, and Fuller Craft is a hidden gem. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. And if this is how we can get people into the museum and get them to give a taste of it, and they can come back again for either our events or just to view the exhibitions, that's a success for us.
Also, if whatever you're doing doesn't work out, maybe a career in radio.
No.
The smooth dulcet tones of Isaiah.
It's not bad.
I'm just saying. I'm just listening to this guy. I'm just lost in his voice.
I prepared for these guys.
Aww. You're the best.
You should host a late night R&B DJ thing.
Well, Isaiah, you and everybody over at the Greater Brockton Young Professionals Organization, as well as the Fuller Craft Museum, are all officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Wow. What an honor.
Thanks for coming on the show. It's nice to meet you, Isaiah.
Bye.
Hopefully talk to you soon.
Nice to meet you, too. You guys take care.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now, 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Katie from Newton.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
All right, here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. And Dan, you know I love Newton. It's my second favorite city in all of Massachusetts.
You never stop talking about Newton.
It actually is true. It is my. If I ever think we left Charlestown, it might be for Newton. I love it there. It's a great place to live, isn't it, Katie?
Yes, it is.
I thought she was going to say, no, it sucks.
Rachel Platten, Isaac Newton, what's not to love about Newton?
Is that where Isaac Newton is from?
That's why. It's named Newton.
Is it?
No.
Oh, that's actually pretty
good. I'm just saying stuff on the radio, man. Don't believe me ever.
All right, Kennedy's gone. Let's see if you can get more right to win. There's $100 on the line. Question number one. Sabrina Carpenter thinks men are really a fun species to watch. She says, and I quote, "I feel really adored, inspired, and loved by some of them, and really confused, attacked, and ridiculed by others." Sabrina had the most streamed song globally on Spotify and Apple Music in 2024. Name the song.
Espresso.
The Titanic theme song, My Heart Will Go On, almost didn't happen because the singer didn't like it. Who sings that song?
Celine Dion.
It's incredible how many hit songs, like massive songs, that the singers didn't like before it came out.
Gordon Ramsay's Los Angeles home was swatted at 8 p.m. on Monday, but police didn't find Ramsay in his home, just his personal assistant. What is Gordon's flagship and longest running TV program?
Hell's Kitchen?
Jim Henson was born today in 1936. He was the genius behind the Muppets. What was the name of the frenzied drummer in the Muppet band?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yeah, what's the name of the drummer from the Muppets?
Fonzie?
And question number five. 18 years ago today in 2007, The Big Bang Theory premiered on CBS. It ran for 12 seasons. Which university did the cast work at?
Caltech.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy! She cooked a little bit.
Yeah, Katie's good. Katie is good. I understand you're an engineer, Katie?
Yes, I am.
What type of engineer?
I'm an industrial engineer.
So do you help them make buildings, bridges? Like, what are we doing?
I basically help them make things more efficient so that they can save money.
Sounds like something our boss would like.
We can't get any more streamlined. There aren't enough of us as it stands.
Don't say that out loud, Kennedy, please.
It's Kennedy's job to help Sal save money here by not losing.
Katie got 4 out of 5 correct.
Well done, Katie.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Sabrina Carpenter thinks men are really fun. They're a fun species to watch, she says.
Facts.
Quote, "I feel really adored, inspired, and loved by some of them, and really confused, attacked, and ridiculed by others." Sabrina had the most streamed song globally in 2024. Name the song.
Espresso.
Tied at 1. The Titanic theme song, My Heart Will Go On, almost didn't happen because the singer didn't like it. Who sings the song?
Celine Dion. Oh, could you imagine anyone singing that? No.
Tied at two, Gordon Ramsay's Los Angeles home was swatted at 8 p.m. on Monday, but police didn't find Ramsay in his home, just his personal assistant. What is Gordon's flagship and longest-running TV program?
Hell's Kitchen.
Swatted is when somebody like calls the police and says, yeah, like there's a gunman or there's a
bomb
threat. No,
yeah, it was pretty nasty. They called the cops and said there was a murder at the house that killed my brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Tied at three, question number four. Jim Henson was born today in 1936. He's the genius behind the Muppets. Who's the drummer for the Muppets?
Animal.
Animal is it, yes. 4-3, question number five. 18 years ago today in 2007, The Big Bang Theory premiered on CBS. It ran for 12 seasons. Which university did the cast work at?
Cal State?
Caltech.
Dang it.
So close, Kennedy. 4-4 is the final score. Nice work, ladies. Two wicked smart women.
I love it.
Katie, unfortunately, you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you calling in this morning to play. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Katie from Newton, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
How would you like producer Dan to come to your, let's say, elementary school or middle school to read?
Let me tell you now.
Producer Dan is coming to a school that much is true. He'd say the dandest thing. He's gonna say hello and maybe Kids Say the Dandest Thing. Listen up to see what all these kids will say and do. Kids Say the Dandest Thing. Producer Dan, the show is yours. Do that thing you do.
Maya and Raphael didn't even have time to respond because the announcer's big boomy voice called out,
"Attention racers, start your engines. 4, 3, 2, 1.
A buzzer sounded, and they're off.
The kids were having a good time. You can hear them in the background.
They were wrapped with attention.
I don't know how I don't do audiobooks, Kennedy.
Dan, I would listen all day, every day.
Okay, so
Twice
kids say
Sundays.
The damnedest things.
Which
I don't know what
10
it
out
is.
Of 10 name.
Dan just has just like this magic aura about him. And when he starts talking to kids, they just open up for some reason. They will.
They speak truth.
Yeah, they tell you anything. Especially when it comes to like their families, their thoughts on life and love.
Yeah, they've cut me down a couple times.
Come at me, bro.
And what is this piece of audio?
So this, I went and did this last year, and how this originated was I wanted to go to the NBA Finals in June 2024, and I was petitioning to try to get a ticket from somebody, and part of my kind of way to earn it was to go read to kids. And I did that last year, and this is just some of the audio of me talking to students in Ms. Barth's class in Stratton Elementary.
Hi, what's your name?
Alice.
Alice, how old are you?
7.
What have you learned in Ms. Barth's second grade class this year?
To be respectful and reading, writing, social studies, and a lot more.
I think your teacher liked that answer. She was nodding approvingly. If you were principal of the school for one day, what would you do?
I would have 2 minutes of school and then let everyone out.
What would you guys do with the rest of the day?
Party.
So what do you think is a good way to make friends here at Stratton Elementary School?
Be kind. Don't, like, push someone around or be mean.
What would you do if you saw someone pushing someone around and being mean?
Stand up for them like I did today.
You did it today? What happened?
So someone was touching my friend without permission, so then I said, don't touch her.
That must have been hard to do, but you should be proud of yourself.
I am.
I know, you sound like a good kid, but what's the last thing you got in trouble for?
Probably not putting down the iPad.
Too much screen time? What do you do on the iPad?
Play games and watch videos.
Yeah, what kind of videos?
Like, videos about being kind.
You got in trouble because you were watching too many videos of being kind? What do your parents sound like when they yell at you?
Put down the iPad!
Is that your mom or your dad?
Both.
Oh, Dan.
So,
it's fun, man. I like going out at this part of the job of going out kind of so into the community and getting to give back in my own stupid little way.
All right, so if you're a teacher at like an elementary school, a middle school, we've kind of rolled out high schools for this segment. Feel like Dan reading chemistry books might not go over quite as well.
Not where they're so old where it's going to be like, stop being cringe, bro.
Why are you sus? 6'7"?
The book is whack.
We're looking for elementary school. My head can't handle that.
Well, they're still going to be nice to me.
Yes.
We got a text from the 603. Producer Dan, we need you at Greenmont Ave Elementary School for an assembly.
An assembly?
Oh, that would be kind of cool. So here's what you do. Drop us a text here in the studio, 617-655-1234. Or you can drop us an email, morningshow@mix1041.com. Tell us a little bit about your classroom. I don't know. Who's picking the book? Dan, do you pick the book? Or does the teacher usually pick the book?
How I mean, I've only done it once, but Ms. Barth had a book picked out for me.
Okay, that's probably
the best. I figured
I would
talk to the teachers or maybe go to a bookstore and get some, but they might be studying something in their class that would be good for their lesson that day. So,
My knowledge of children's books is limited.
Right.
So you guys want to read Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Everyone should. Carry a towel.
So again, if you're a teacher or if you're a parent or maybe you're an elementary school student and you want us to come to your classroom, again, drop us a text, 617-655-1234, or you can email us, morningshow@mix1041.com. And then it's Dan's plan to maybe do this once a week during the month of October.
Yeah.
So that is the idea. So I would get
it
in quickly. Don't wait. Yesterday afternoon when I was talking with Greg, Freddie, and Andrea, Greg was telling me that he was listening yesterday morning when we talked about it later in the show.
Okay.
And his son... they listened to the show and his son turned to him and said, "Dad, can we have producer Dan come to my classroom?" And Greg was like, "Well, I can come do it." And he's like, "Yeah, no, I want Dan."
Oh, I can't wait to tell Daniels that I am his kid's favorite Mix 1041 personality.
I was dying. I was
my palms are sweating,
dying laughing.
Oh, I'm gonna text Greg today.
Oh. Just let him know.
Oh my god.
But yeah, I'm coming to your school. I'm invading your school, and I hear when I get there, classes canceled for the rest of the day after I read.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Half All right, days. Don't make it weird. Don't get us fired.
But I don't have that power.
No. Not today.
I'm for the people, Kennedy.
I know.
All right. No one wants to do math after I read.
I know.
617-655-1234 or email us morningshow@mix1041.com for kids say the dandest things.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
All right, let the reckless speculation begin. Got an email from our boss Sal. And I got it. You didn't get it.
No,
you didn't get it, did you, Dan? I didn't ask
you. Sure didn't.
You didn't get it. I didn't think so. I didn't see anybody else on it. And it says, "Hey, Carson, I've got something on my mind, and I don't trust you to get it right without me." That's how it starts.
Well, that's fair.
I mean, no salutation.
No tea, no shade.
No greeting. No, "Hey, hope you're having a great summer." And if you don't know our boss, Sal, he comes in once a week. He leaves his palatial mansion outside of Hartford in the bougie little suburb that he lives in with his apple orchard and his moat and his beautiful cars and his, you know, his private planes and whatever lifestyle he lives.
Whatever he's about to write, you're not helping.
Sal is who he is. I can't help that.
To be fair, he is the only dude I know in life with an apple orchard.
Yeah, like, what did you do this weekend? He's like, "Well... you know, I was going to work on the apple orchard, but we decided to go to Nantucket for the weekend." He just lives a different life. So he continues. "So tomorrow I'm going to the show. We're going to have a conversation about this live. Don't try to talk me out of it. Don't act surprised. And for once, maybe be on time and be professional."
Dude, what did you do? Why is he coming? Why didn't he talk to all of us if he's coming on the show?
"I don't want to hear excuses. I don't want anyone trying to prep me or soften it up for the listeners. We'll do it straight. We'll do it real. And we will do it the way I want to do it. If you're nervous, good. You should be. Carson, consider this your warning, Sal."
So.
He has something that he wants to say on the show tomorrow. What is the reckless speculation, Kennedy?
Well, it doesn't sound good, bro. And the fact that he only talked to you, doesn't sound good for you, bro.
Yeah, what do you think it is?
I mean, usually...
See, about to Jimmy Kimmel me?
He kind of... I feel like he tells me stuff that sometimes he doesn't tell you. But I just... Now, this one's got me very concerned and worried.
I don't think he would do anything too crazy on the air. I mean, I've been in trouble before, but that
means that doesn't sound like him. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's pretty. I don't know. I mean, he doesn't write long emails, for which I'm grateful.
Right.
But
consider the, and I can't tell if there's like a tone, like if, like the
So maybe it's just being
consider
funny.
This
maybe
your
that's
warning.
Sal. Maybe that's just
yeah,
Sal
it's
tone,
just
and we're misreading it.
Yeah, the, you know, you can misread the tone of a text or an email.
Are you going to try and reach out before tomorrow to be like, "What's up?" Because that's very you.
I don't want anyone trying to prep me or soften up for the listeners.
So
we'll
is do that
it
what that
straight.
Means?
We'll do it real, and we'll do it my way. If you're nervous, good. You should be. Yeah, I feel like there's a little sarcasm in there, is what I feel.
Okay.
But he definitely has something to address on this show. So
have you done anything stupid recently?
Oh, dude. That was a softball. Whose side are you on, friend?
I don't know. I can't think of anything that stands out.
I can't either. I feel like we've been doing good stuff. I feel like we've made some positive strides. I feel like we're doing well in the ratings, and we're nominated for things. And
I know
our raised a lot of money for mental health.
Yeah, our second Marconi nomination for Show of the Year. Huh. Raised a crap ton of money. From the 774, Sal is about to murder Carson live on air. That's a bit aggressive.
Wow. All right, so tomorrow, is it like 7:30 or 7:15? Whatever, 7:15?
It looks like 7:30 is what he said. Yeah.
All right, well, we're never going to get I'll just leave the whole 7 o'clock hour.
Oh, from the 508, maybe about Carson's hot take yesterday about mixed listeners.
Well, that was just fact. That wasn't a hot take.
It was Hot Take Tuesday.
You're right, it was
hot takes
take.
aren't facts, just FYI.
Oh, you think he didn't like what I said?
I would think he'd be on your team for that one.
I was going to say, yeah, he would agree with me. That sounds, yeah, that hot take was, I've heard him say that before.
I mean, I don't think it's right.
From the 334.
Oh my God, dude.
Oh crap, now your anxiety will be my anxiety until tomorrow when Sal comes on.
Trying me.
They write with lots of ease.
Oh my God.
Also, is he coming in like 6 a.m. or 9 a.m.? Because that's three more hours of anxiousness. No, I think around 7:30. Maybe Sal is finally going to pull the plug on the Friday free-for-all. He would never. He would never.
Never feel strong.
He's coming in to play Campy Kennedy.
All right, let's go.
A lot of so he's had it with the Friday free-for-all. In the words of Tommy Boy from this 978, what'd you do? So anyway, that's tomorrow.
I love from the 978, you just got this email that's very ominous from Sal. And someone from the 978 goes, poor Kennedy.
I know, what do you think?
Because she will do the worrying for you.
Carson, don't you owe him something for the Coldplay tickets in Vegas? I think I repaid that debt.
Did you though?
I think so. Oh, I just feel like it can't be that bad because normally anytime I've ever been in trouble, you don't get a warning shot.
Mm-mm.
You know,
it's to come to my office.
Right. It just happens. It's yeah, it happens quickly.
Do you feel like spending a whole segment talking about his email on air is helping?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Gabby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. The Subaru of New England all-wheel driveaway event is going on now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Kate from Braintree.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Kate?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck to you.
Five pop culture trivia questions, Kate. You get more right than Kennedy, you get yourself $100. And then we get to hear our boss, Sal, cry about it. That's the best part of it all. Kennedy has left the studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Kate, are you ready?
I'm ready.
20 years ago today in 2005, Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher were secretly married. They split in 2011. Who is Ashton married to now?
Mila Kunis.
Nia Vardalos turned 63 today. She's the star of My Big Fat Greek Wedding. In the movie, what did the character's old Greek father think was a cure for anything?
Wine.
It's a good answer, but no.
Question number three. Pat Monahan from Train believes his late mother wrote Drops of Jupiter with him. Finish the hook from that song. Take a listen.
Tell me.
Overrated.
What is overrated?
Oh, something is overrated.
Oh, you tried to mumble through it.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good. This is overrated. No? Okay. Question number four.
No, I don't have it. Sorry.
Golden from K-Pop Demon Hunters is the number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 again.
It should be.
It is the longest reigning number one song from a movie soundtrack in a decade. The last song with more weeks at number one was this song from Fast and Furious 7, which held the top spot for 12 weeks in 2015. Can you name that song?
I cannot name that song.
And question number five. Today is National Punctuation Day. 71% of Americans claim to be good writers, grammatically. What is the punctuation mark of three periods in a row, indicating an omission of words or a pause or a trailing thought called?
An ellipse.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I understand you are a school teacher?
I am, but I teach math, so English is not my strong suit.
Oh, that's all right. What year do you teach?
I teach seniors.
The seniors in high school?
Correct, yeah.
Oh. What math are they taking in your senior class nowadays?
Personal finance, which is a great one.
God, I wish they'd had that when I was young.
Right.
What else?
The Pythagorean theorem really comes in handy during tax season.
I swear.
Yep.
All right, Kate, I have getting 1 out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
Sooch. Math sooch. These are tough. Kennedy, are you ready?
I am.
20 years ago today in 2005, Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher were secretly married. They split in 2011. Who is Ashton married to now?
Mila Kunis.
Tied at 1. Nia Vardalos turned 63 today. She's the star of My Big Fat Greek Wedding. In the movie, what did the character's old Greek father think was a cure for anything?
Windex.
2-1. Question number three. Pat Monahan from Train believes his late mother wrote Drops of Jupiter with him. Finish the hook from that song.
Tell me, did you sail across the sun? Did you make it to the Milky Way to see the lights all fading?
That heaven is overrated.
It is heaven is overrated. Kate was so close.
Yeah.
She was like, it's overrated. Yeah. 3-1. Question number four. Golden from K-Pop Demon Hunters is the number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 again.
As it should be.
It is the longest reigning number one song from a movie soundtrack in a decade. The last song with more weeks at number one was from Fast and Furious 7, which held the top spot for 12 weeks in 2015. Name that song.
Till I See You Again. Right. I had too many words in there, didn't I?
See You Again is the correct title of the song.
R.I.P. Paul Walker.
I mean.
3-1. Question number five. Today is National Punctuation Day, and 71% of Americans claim to be good writers grammatically. What is that punctuation mark of three periods in a row, indicating an omission of words, a pause, or a trailing thought?
Ellipsis.
Ellipsis. Yes, that
is my favorite thing to overuse.
Oh my gosh!
Really? Every time I get in an email, I feel like they're being snarky. Like when you get the three periods, I'm like, they got beef.
No.
Oh really?
It's usually making fun of me.
Why not just one period?
It'll be like, so I got that going for me. So dot dot dot.
No, okay, well that's a different connotation.
It's just a pause in between thoughts.
Yeah, I use it way too much.
My wife, and my wife has got to the point now, she says ellipses or dot, dot, dot into her phone.
That's amazing. I love it so much.
4-1 is the final score, Kate. I'm sorry you don't get the money, but thank you, thank you, thank you for being what I'm sure you are, an awesome teacher.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thank you.
And what month of the year do seniors check out from high school?
Yes.
There's a few that have already. Yeah, we got to keep track of them. Yeah.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Kate from Braintree, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
We're about to play you some funny audio from producer Dan's girlfriend, Kaylee, and it is happening while they are watching a TV show. It's a TV show we've talked a little bit about on this show recently.
It's why we started watching it, because we were talking about it on the show, and everyone texted in how amazing it was.
But also how graphic it is. So it's a lot. ER, you know, medical procedural. It's called The Pit.
Yeah, a lot of people were texting and saying they work in emergency rooms, and this is the most accurate depiction of television they've seen.
And The Pit is 2 T's because it's in Pittsburgh.
Right.
And it's Noah Wiley, who we all know from ER back in the day. He just won his first Emmy for this show.
The show cleaned up at the Emmys.
Here's just a little sound of that show before we hear the audio.
Systolic's only 80, 14
days. Alex, you've lost a lot of blood. You need to go to surgery right away.
Am I gonna die?
Not now that I'm here.
Easy, easy.
I'm in.
Good, well done.
That was awesome.
Is it always this busy?
No, it gets a lot busier.
Clear?
Forceps.
Full suction. Med student down.
Welcome to The Pit. Let's go save some lives.
And it is. I love it. We're only about 3 episodes in. You're done with it?
I was sick Saturday, and so we sat on the couch and just got deep into it. It's up for like 9-10 hours straight.
I see nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and it is just a real emotional show at times.
Right.
It's incredible. But yeah, at one point, after a particularly dramatic case in the ER, I turned to look at Kaylee, and this is what happens.
How we doing?
I'm not okay.
What's going on?
I'm just pouring out tears right now.
Why are you crying?
The Pit. That baby. I just watched the baby's birth. Spoiler alert.
And why does that make you so emotional?
It was just so nice, but it scared me for a minute.
I looked over and you were just bawling your eyes out.
I like wasn't breathing. And then the baby started crying and you were like, oh. And you looked over and you're like, oh my God, are you okay?
I don't know if you can handle The Pit.
I'm 11 episodes in. I have to finish.
Quick review of the show so far.
It's so good. I don't know any of the doctors' names. I don't know what they're saying.
That is a big part of it, too.
The medical jargon is hard to keep up with.
You can't keep
up
with it.
But the story comes through, apparently.
You have no idea what is happening or what they're talking about, but you are glued to every moment of it.
Good. I don't know any of the doctor's names. I don't know what they're saying. I'm always happy when there's like a visitor or like the patient's like, what does that mean? And then they have to explain it in dumb person terms because then I understand what they're doing.
How many times have you cried today?
Well, there was a little girl that came in and the overdose. And then somebody got punched in the face. That made me cry. I've cried so many times. We've been watching the show since 1:30 in the afternoon. It's 9:21.
That's a lot of emergency room visits.
Dan, you gotta take a break. You gotta walk away from it.
They don't get to take a break when they're saving lives. And we were right there with them.
Lana and I were bawling. I think it's episode 3, having a son that is getting close to go to college. And there's that whole storyline about the college student.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say what it is, but I look over at Lana and tears are streaming down her face, streaming down my face.
I've never seen her cry so much.
That's a lot of emergency room visits.
I'm really stuffed up now because I've been crying all day. How do you feel? Why aren't you crying?
I'm dead inside.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, damn.
It's true.
That's true.
My face is just wet.
Okay, I'm sorry. If I may, to which you say I'm dead inside, which is your standard response, and I relate. And she goes, Okay.
Well, she knows. She loves
I know, but my God, I was not expecting that at all.
Oh. I'm dead inside.
Okay.
I'm dead inside.
Okay.
I love her so much.
She had a lot going on in the moment.
It's true. It's true. Oh my God, I'm just, my face is just wet. Look at my shirt.
Looks like you just got out of the pool. I'm still not sure if you like the show.
Oh my God, it's so good. It's just crazy because this is like one shift. How do they do this?
What is it about people who like to watch shows that make them cry, you think?
I truly don't know. It just, this is, seems so real. When you looked over at me, you were like, it's just a TV show. It doesn't feel like just a TV show. It's like not like we're watching the Teletubbies.
No, I wouldn't want Tinky Winky operating on me in the ER.
That's not what I meant.
Well, it's nice that you're so in touch with your emotion.
Oh, God. This is the most lit Saturday night ever.
This is what we do on Saturday night, huh?
Yeah.
All right, you ready to finish the episode?
Yeah. How much time do we have left?
Well, there's a couple more.
I don't think it gets...
No, we're definitely going to...
Finish it.
No, we're going to bed.
We're going to bed? When?
After this episode.
No, one more.
You have to do more crying?
Yeah, we just got to keep going.
We're 8 hours into the binge, babe.
We can't stop. I wish I could say this has been a relaxing day, but it really hasn't.
You're just hysterical laugh crying right now.
God, I know. It's like the most traumatic things happen, and then it's like Febreze.
La 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 la.
Because a commercial comes on. We gotta pay for no commercials.
That's what you've taken away from today?
Solid advice. Solid
it's
advice.
True. They'll go through like the most emotional thing ever, and then you'll see like dandruff. You have a you're like, this segue is not good.
Aw, thank you for sharing her with us. And Kaylee, thank you for letting us.
Shout out to her for being vulnerable on the air.
From the 978, I missed it. What show are you talking about? I need to know. I just got in my car. It is The Pitt. P-I-T-T, and I believe it's HBO Max is out.
That was probably the best advertisement for The Pitt that they could get.
I agree.
I'm dead inside.
Okay.
Okay. It's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
I feel things sometimes.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of Shaw's and Star Market. Jimmy Kimmel delivered what might have been the most anticipated monologue in the history of monologues last night. Here is a portion of what he had to say.
I've been hearing a lot about what I need to say and do tonight. And the truth is, I don't think what I have to say is going to make much of a difference. If you like me, you like me. If you don't, you don't. I have no illusions about changing anyone's mind. But I do want to make something clear because it's important to me as a human. And that is, you understand that it was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man. I don't think there's anything funny about it. I posted a message on Instagram on the day he was killed, sending love to his family and asking for compassion. And I meant it. And I still do.
He talked for, I don't know, solid 20 minutes.
I think it was like 20, 25 minutes.
Yeah. He thanked everyone who supported him during his suspension, including people like Ted Cruz, who spoke out in support of free speech. He also cracked when he praised Erica Kirk for forgiving Charlie's murderer, saying that is an example we should follow. If you believe in the teachings of Jesus as I do, there it was. He took aim at President Trump and the FCC for trying to silence him, saying that's not legal, that's not American, that is un-American, and it's so dangerous. And then he had Robert De Niro come on and swear at him for a bunch, which was hilarious. And I thought it was pretty great.
Yeah, it was.
I thought it was kind of a masterclass on how to come back from something like that.
I thought he nailed it. It was perfect in every way for me. Mm-hmm. I love all the stories he told about all the people that work in his industry, not only from the United States, but other talk show hosts from around the world reached out to him. And he said even his old boss, you know, he started in radio. He said his old boss in radio reached out to him. He said, that guy fired me because I didn't want to do jokes for donuts on the radio. And he even called to say, I'm sorry, which I thought was a really funny story. But yeah, if you get a chance to go watch it, I think you should. Even Guillermo giving him a hug and everything like that.
Yeah, whatever side of the, at least the beginning part of the speech, you know, right. I think it was well said.
Right.
I'll just leave it there. And Carson, I got a twist on the whole Coldplay cheating scandal.
I have been paying close attention to this. I love this story.
It has been told to People magazine. A source said that they, Kristen Cabot and Andy Byron, were not having an affair. They had, quote, an excellent working relationship, a great friendship. There was no affair. It was inappropriate to be hugging your boss at a concert. He was hugging her, not the other way around. And she accepts full responsibility for it. But the scandal, the downfall, the loss of the job, it is all unfair. It is important to note how inappropriately mislabeled Kristen has been as a homewrecker. It's unfathomable to witness what has happened and how devastating it can be. All of the misinformation has been the most mind-blowing to witness. That's really all they said.
If you want to have some fun, go find the People Facebook page, Kennedy, and scroll down to where they posted this story and read the comments.
Yeah, I don't read comments. Go on. Tell me what they say.
It is hysterical. Well, one of the first ones was...
It's just a weird statement. There's no evidence to back anything up, and I don't understand why you even said it.
As somebody who was there and watched it all unfold live with my own eyes, that is not true. I don't believe that source whatsoever.
I mean, it's bringing it back to attention when we finally stopped talking about it, and I just don't understand it.
One of the first comments was, friends don't hold other friends' boobs in public.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? It's ridiculous.
I don't get it. Like, why now? If this was someone who's supposed to be one of her friends, I'd be like, you are not my friend.
And you're just stirring
just shut
up.
It.
You're just stirring it back up.
Let it go.
Somebody probably got paid a little bit of dough to talk, and now they're
no. It's
they're
her
doing
though.
It.
That
it
was talk.
Her.
It's just an unnamed
it's
source.
A source.
Yeah, but it made it sound like it came. It was somebody that was close to the
correct someone that was close to her, who was clearly not a friend. If she's talking this kind of stuff,
I felt like she was talking for her friend, trying to get out there to help. You know, like her friend was like, "Hey, I can't talk.
Why now?" That doesn't make any sense. It's just
she's
so
trying
silly
to fix it, and you can't. You can't put the monkeys back in the barrel.
No.
It happened.
I would love to know what the rules are for vetting internet sources for these articles.
I don't know. I really don't know the answer to that question.
Because I bet it's loose. Mm.
You know, when it gets to something like People, I kind of take it seriously. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like they'd go out of their way to post something not, you know what I mean? But no, are they checking two sources? I have no idea. Yeah. But this is the way the journalism works. You protect your sources and whatnot. But yeah, it makes no sense to me. No sense. All right. Do you guys want to hear Jelly Roll thanking Post Malone at the end of their tour, or Cardi B doing the announcements for the MTA? Well, then there you go.
Cardi B. So this is what again?
Five. So they hired Cardi B to do the, you know how we have the announcements on the T, that nice gentleman's voice.
Yeah.
Well, this is Cardi B.
We're walking here. Steps are for stepping, not sitting. Move it, bucko. These trains don't move without you. So make sure you pay that fare and keep it real. Stop subway surfing. Ride safe, keep it cute, and keep it moving.
I mean, that would keep me moving.
Yeah, I guess.
Cardi, if you're going to be spending any time here, you know, if you and Stefan stay together.
Now I want to hear Jelly Roll thank Posty Kennedy.
Okay, so they ended their tour together, and I don't think there's anything more wonderful on this earth than the way that Jelly Roll is validating men, telling men they love each other. I love it.
Nobody's ever taken me to 30, 40 cities across the world. Gave me more money than anybody's ever gave me to play a show opener for anybody in my life. Everybody who works for you loves you, Post. There is a backstage crew of people who love you. We love you, Post. I love you. Thank you for bringing me on this tour. Your music saves people, Post. We love you, Posty. We love you, Posty. We love you.
I think it's just so wonderful.
Flag football or music fans, it doesn't matter. Jelly Roll can get them all going.
If he's talking to 12 middle schoolers or 60,000 people, it's the same message, and I love him.
He just speaks from his heart. Like, just that's it. I'm here for it. That's what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't be.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Stephanie from Plymouth.
Hello, Stephanie.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
I'm going to try.
Good Bye, luck, Kennedy. My friend.
Thank you. I'll need it.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Just a reminder, Stephanie, if you tie her, that is a loss for you, okay?
Okay.
Question number one, Ben Platt, 32 today. He is Evan in Dear Evan Hansen, and you may also know him as Benji in Pitch Perfect. Who is the star of the Pitch Perfect movies?
Can I pass?
Can you pass?
You can pass, yeah. But you can't come back.
Yeah,
so.
It's not.
Question number two.
34 years ago today in 1991, this band released their fifth album, Blood, Sugar, Sex, Magic, featuring their hit Under the Bridge and Give It Away. Name the band.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Cardi B recorded some new train etiquette PSAs for the New York subway system. Cardi B had a hit with Bruno Mars back in 2018. Take a listen and then name the song. Name the song.
Is that Finesse?
Question number four. James Vanderbeek had to back out of a Dawson's Creek reunion Monday amid his cancer battle, but he appeared in a pre-recorded video and thanked everyone who put on and attended the event, who played Dawson's childhood friend and love interest, Joey Potter, on the show.
What is her name? I watched it all the time.
That should help.
Katie Holmes.
There we go. Question number five. 18 years ago today in 2007, The Big Bang Theory premiered on CBS, and it ran for 12 seasons. Wow, what? 12 seasons? Which catchphrase would Sheldon use on the show? Hold on. Which catchphrase would Sheldon use after a prank or a joke?
Bazinga.
There we go. Had some problems with my mouth hole.
Kennedy!
It happens, man. Yeah. It's getting worse. Like, I cannot hear anything out of my right ear right now. It's like, did your parents ever have an AM radio back in the day, Dan?
We had an AM-FM radio. Regular radio.
Oh, well, back in the day, there was only AM radios. And they sounded like whatever is happening in my head right now. It was not good. Yes, I'm that old, Dan.
Okay.
Kennedy?
Oh, that was like the first question. I had trouble hearing. That's why I couldn't get the answer.
Sure, man. I believe Stephanie got 4 out of 5. Is that right?
I think so.
Wow, well done, friend.
These are tough.
Thanks.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Ben Platt, 32 today. He is Evan in Dear Evan Hansen. And you may also know him as Benji in Pitch Perfect. Who is the star of Pitch Perfect?
Well, that's a loaded question.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Top billing.
Yep.
Anna Kendrick?
I mean, I think it's Rebel Wilson, but you do you, Dan. 1-0. Question number two. 34 years ago today, 1991, this band released their fifth album, Blood, Sugar, Sex, Magic, featuring their smash hits Under the Bridge and Give It Away. Name the band.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
2-1. Can I play Under the Bridge?
You can do whatever you want, man.
I'm going to do that right after the commercial. I love that song. I feel like we haven't heard that one in a minute. Kennedy?
That's a snoozer for me, but you guys do whatever you want. If it brings you joy, it brings me joy. You know?
Sure.
2-1, question number 3. Cardi B recorded some new train etiquette PSAs for the New York subway system. She had a hit with Bruno Mars back in 2018. Take a listen and then name the song.
It's my big bronze boogie guy, all them girls shook. My big fat ass guy, all them boys cook. We're from dollar bills, now we popping rubber bands. Bruno sang to me while I do my money dance. Like, hey. Flexing on the gram like, okay. Hit that little John, okay.
Name the song.
Finesse?
That was a guess, huh?
Yes.
I just got a text.
Guess which rhymes with finesse.
Just got a text from our boss, our music director, Mike Mullaney, about playing Under the Bridge. 3-2, question number 4. James Vanderbeek had to back out of Dawson's Creek reunion amid his battle with cancer. I don't know if you saw the video.
God,
he looks so thin. I hope he's doing okay.
It was hard to watch.
But he, you know.
I wish him well.
Yeah.
He pre-recorded a video. He thanked everyone who put on and attended the event. Who played Dawson's childhood friend and love interest, Joey Potter, on the show?
Katie Holmes.
4-3, question number 5. 18 years ago today in 2007, The Big Bang Theory premiered on CBS. It ran for 12 seasons. What catchphrase would Sheldon use after a prank or a joke?
Bazinga.
Bazinga is it.
You know what I learned today when I wrote that question?
What's that?
Is that he only did it in the earlier seasons and they phased it out for the later seasons because Jim Parsons, who played Sheldon, told the writers to stop using it because that's what everyone would yell at him on the street and he didn't want to hear it anymore.
Him, when he's on the cold medicine in the ball pit at the kiddie place.
Yeah. Bazinga.
Bazinga. That's the funniest bazinga thing on television.
Yeah, but that bazinga is worth millions of dollars to him for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I'm like, you can yell at me whatever you want with that contract.
5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good job. You did quite well, my friend.
No, you did really good. Unfortunately, you didn't get the money, and we're gonna force you to take a pair of these tickets to see this guy nobody's ever heard of before.
Can't even give him away.
Yeah. Oh. Some guy named Adam Sandelier.
No way.
Yes. Yes. Adam Sandelier. Oh. He's going to be at the TD Garden September 30th. Visit livenation.com for tickets. Apparently, a lot of people will be there. I mean, I don't see it. I don't know. Maybe it's
Adam Chandelier?
Chandelier. Maybe. Am I mispronouncing it? My apologies to Mr. Chandelier.
I think it's French.
You're going to the show too, aren't you, Dan?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going. Yeah, I love the Sandman.
Yep. All right, so you're going to be there for Adam Sandler. You enjoy that. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Stephanie from Plymouth, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hello to Aaron from Jamaica Plain.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kennedy. Hi, Carson. Hi, Dan.
Hi.
Will you kick Kennedy out, Aaron?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more of these right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $1,000 this morning. How does that sound?
Sounds fantastic.
It does sound fantastic. Kennedy's gone. Remember, if you tie, unfortunately, that is a loss for you. Question number 1. Bruce Springsteen turned 76 yesterday. What's his nickname?
The Boss.
Jimmy Kimmel returned to Late Night last night. In his monologue, he said he never meant to mock the death of Charlie Kirk. Who regulates content on TV and radio?
Oh, gosh. That would be the... God, this is harder.
Anything?
I'm not going to get it under pressure.
Okay. Question number 3. Fox is reviving this show next season with an all-new cast. They're promising to, quote, bring the California dream to a whole new generation of fans. The original show starred David Hasselhoff and Pamela Anderson. Name the show.
Baywatch.
Hamburger Helper sales have surged, and they say it's because they were featured on an episode of which TV show about a chef returning home to run the family restaurant?
The Bear.
And question number five, Kenan Thompson is going to produce a biopic about the Macho Man Randy Savage. He famously did commercials for which brand?
Slim Jim.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
It's pretty good for $1,000. That
not
is
bad
pretty
at
good.
All.
I'm going to kick myself on that at one.
Yeah, don't say anything now. Kennedy is back. Aaron got 4 out of 5, Kennedy.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, these are tough. You ready?
Yes.
Bruce Springsteen, 76 yesterday. What's his nickname?
The Boss.
Tied at 1. Jimmy Kimmel returned to Late Night last night in his monologue. He said he never meant to mock the death of Charlie Kirk. Who regulates content on TV and radio?
The FCC won't let me be.
Or let me be me.
The Federal Communications Commission, a.k.a. the FCC. Yes, 2-0. Fox is reviving this show next season with an all-new cast. They're promising, quote, to bring the California dream to a whole new generation of fans. The original show starred David Hasselhoff and Pamela Anderson. Name the show.
Baywatch.
But will they run in slow motion on the beach in the
reboot? Absolutely.
One can only hope.
Yeah, slow-mo is so good nowadays too, Dan. 3-2, question number 4. Hamburger Helper sales have surged, and they say it's because they were featured on an episode of which show about a chef returning home to run the family restaurant?
The Bear.
Yes. Did you see that episode? You haven't.
I bowed out after two episodes into season 2.
It was such
it's just way too depressing for me.
Wonderful episode.
A lot of anxiety in that show.
I don't need it. I got my own, but thank you.
This new season is so uplifting. No anxiety.
You know, it's okay. Yeah. It's all right.
Kennedy, it's won 27 Best Comedy Emmys.
I know. I keep forgetting that.
4-3, so question number 5. Kenan Thompson is producing a biopic about the Macho Man Randy Savage. Of course, he famously did commercials for which brand?
Slim Jim.
Snap into a Slim Jim.
Snap into a Slim Jim, brother. Oh, yeah.
So good.
R.I.P. Randy Savage. 5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. And Aaron, I'm sorry you don't get the $1,000. You did really well, though. That was good.
That's okay. Better than I thought.
You will never forget the FCC, will you?
No, I wanted to say FTC, and I knew it was wrong. So, oh, well.
Good job. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Aaron from JP and Wallace and Yacht Club, Kennedy, and I can't beat you.
Let's go!
Wally Beach in the house, Kennedy.
I was thinking about joining one of those there yacht clubs. Again, you can find someone.
I'm in charge of membership. You give me a call.
Will you send me an email? Kennedy at mix1041.com.
Will do.
Thank you.
Are you going to get a yacht?
No, it's just a way to meet people, really.
They have yachts.
Correct. That's right.
You got a few diggies around here.
Get up, go.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.